Tower DJW Mobile.
From Seneca, South Carolina, this is Bruce, W4HI.
W4HI, Dave, W4DJW, how are you? Are you enjoying this beautiful day?
Just something for you to really look forward to. I have a really nice ICOM 7100 installed in my Subaru Forester, and I found strategic places in Seneca to hide underneath a tree in a quiet, zero noise level location and play HF, CQ. Wow.
You also go activate mountaintops and parks and stuff like that, or you're just doing it for fun?
School. It's called CQ, 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 and RAG2.
You're a man after my own heart. That's me too. I don't get involved in competition. I just go out there to have fun. I ruined one hobby one time by turning it into a competition. I'm not going to do that to amateur radio.
This contest is South Carolina, where South Carolina's state one is. I'll do that one, but on a really informal way. And then field day. You know, that's the only two. Other than that, no thanks. But I do the CQ, and it's a blast because I do not only locally, you know, in special spots in Seneca here, but I drive up into the mountains for the day and just park and call CQ on 40, 20, and 17.
Way to do it, because height is everything. The higher you go, the better it gets. Nirvana is up high, and it's not down here. Down here with us Earth dwellers.
I'm surprised. I worked stations. I'm only after, you know, just take it for the right way. English speaking that I can understand. I get a credit for a DXer that speaks English, because I tell you what, not only do they have to learn their to get their license in their country, which could be maybe very, very difficult, but they have to speak English, so. So anyway, long story short, that's all I work as it comes out. Now, Canada's definitely friendly. Over.
Completely, and add to that, my normal power is 5 watts. And when I go high power, it's 20 watts. I have a penny whistle. That's the name of an amplifier. And I put the SDR Hermes on the penny whistle, and I can go from 5 watts to 20 watts, and that's high power. I don't like working it with 1,000 watts, you know. I mean, I might as well pick up the telephone call them. That's not any fun. You're doing it with 5 watts, that's fun.
You know, and for me, it's just that, you know, it's about 80 watts that I transmit because of the battery. But the car battery in the Subaru, I made sure it was really the same one as the original one, but one-third the price. They wanted like $500 for the replacement battery for the Subaru, to be Subaru product. So I decided to buy something that was made in America, and it came out to like $200. But it's the same capacity. It works out great. I can ford mountains and not start the car and go home.
The batteries have gone through the roof. I know I used to have to buy several of them for the lawnmower, the motorcycle, the A car or truck or something like that. And it's just amazing how much they've gone up since the last, you know, you only have to buy them once every 2 or 3 years. It's just amazing how much they've gone up since the last time I bought them. And yeah, if you shop around, you can get huge differences. Anyway, I'm home and I got to unload groceries. So good talking for you, or talking with you, W4HI, W4DJW. I'll be clear after you. We hope you have a great day.
Hey, your name's Dave?
That's affirmative.
Good, okay. Because we talk all the time, I know that. Hey, 7-3, thanks for the comment. I got groceries here, too. 7-3, W4HI, clear.
KB4CBA Mobile.